Just one nekuda. Yesterday, at the end of Shir, I mentioned the klar. If somebody is a mazik or a ganiv in a case where he doesn't cause a financial loss to the other person, whether there's a chiyuv tashlumin in such a case. And the stack was raya from Agamara, which maybe it is a raya, maybe it's not a raya. Just after Shir, someone mentioned to me that from the next Mishnah, L'chayra Tzaraya, the next Mishnah which we mentioned is a case where one person rents a behema from the Bailin and a second person borrows it from the renter. Right, we had a case where Ruvain has a behema and he rents it to Shimon, and Shimon lends it to Levi. And then it's Denas, it dies Mesa Kadarka by Levi. So the Seicher is Potter, he doesn't have to pay. And the Shimer and the Shail pays the Seicher. Chayre, that case would seem to be a Raya. Why does the Shail pay the Seicher? The Seicher had no Hefsid. When this Behemoth died Kadarka, the Shail is paying the Seicher. The Seicher didn't lose anything by being Mesa Kadarka. Is that a raya that you have to pay even where the other person didn't have a loss?
No,
it's a raya. Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi has a taina, but Rabbi Yossi is for a different reason. Right?
You do the same thing. How do you make sweater without, how do you make the profit without losing it?
So, no. I mean, maybe that's good for Rabbi Yossi's taina. Do you remember Tosis learned
the Zon Chayfetz would be fine. His only problem is that he started to shut that
out. That would be his loss.
There's that initial loss, even that loss.
Well, Tosis says that the Talmud of Rabbi Yossi is Mishum Desava Desechel Ekoni Elo Bishvua. It's a different cheshbon there. Because the original person could say, I won't be Tavei Yoshvua. It's a very different cheshbon. But it's a good raya anyway. It's a good raya. And the Shoyal paying the Seicher. We see the Shoyal pays the Seicher, even though the Seicher had no loss. Rabbi L'chayrat, it may not be a raya. Like we said the first day, that the reason why does a shayel pay? What's the time of the chiyuvim of a shayel to a seicher? Because of Kabbalah Sachrayas. So it could be it's not a raya from there. If you learn that the reason a shaymer, a shayel, a seicher, anybody who's pays the seicher, we said the first day, is because he was Kabbalah Sachrayas, because he was Kabbalah Sachrayas to him. If you learn that that's the chiyuv of a shayel because of Kabbalah Sachrayas, so then it's not a raya. If you learn the chiyuv of a shayel is because he was negligent in his shmira, it's like a mazik. But those are two ways we had the first day to say chiyuv eshaimrim. Either that it's because he was Kabbalah Sachrayas, or it's a type of mazik that he was negligent in his shmira. L'chayr should be told in those two ways, whether that's a raya b'chlal to dine mazik. If the reason the shayel pays the seicher is because he was mekabel achrayis, then it's not a. The reason the shayel pays seicher is mekabel achrayis, that's not a raya to achakira. Achakira was if a mazik or a ganiv pays only because there's a loss, even if it's not lost. Chayre, there should be no raya. Okay. Be that as it may, let's see the new piece of Gemara. New piece, a continuation of the Gemara. Gemara says, "Maskif la Rami bar Chava, boy, no, the makta dava shloi balaylam. How could you say that the shomer is makna the kefil to the? No, it says the bailam is makna the kefil to the shomer." And even though Ramea argues, even though it's a man diyama who says that you could. Hani mili could go in Paris dekel davidi de asi. You could sell someone Paris dekel, which is normal for it to come. Aval hacha, but a b'gneva, miyema de migneva, tem salami de migneva, miyema de mishtaka ganem, miyema de mishalim, don't know why don't mifter. Ramea would consider being makna kefal meikara to be eafshir, because it's not avida da'asi, so he's maida, some is not avida da'asi, that it's a dovish loy balayla. So meila zok to gemara, it's shver, it's a dovish loy balayla, and it can't work. The, in the dinim of Dovah Shalai Bala Olam, there's a chilek, let's say you're selling the Paris of a dekel. So the Gemara makes a chilek between Paris of a dekel and dekel of Paraisav. That I can't sell you, if you hold Ein Adamak Dovah Shalai Bala Olam, which is the Chachamim, I can't sell you the Paris of a dekel. Because those peiris don't exist. But if I sell you dekel le peirisa, das heist, I give you a kinyan in the dekel for its peiris, so then that's fine. That's a dava shabala ayla. Because I'll give you a kinyan in the dekel. Now, I don't want you to own the wood of the dekel, and you're not going to own anything of the dekel for next year. All you own the dekel for the peiris that come this year. Dekel le peirisa is a... Dekel lepei raisav works. That's a davar shabalayim. Now, what does it mean? Just before we go back to understand, what are the words dekel lepei raisav? What do the words mean? What's the difference? I say I'm selling you the peiris of the dekel. I'm selling you the dekel for its peiris. Why is dekel lepei raisav better? What?
The tree's here.
The tree's here now. So I'm giving you. It means you have some kind of a shutfus in the dekel. I think we all have to agree that that's taich dekel of peiros.
It's not ba'olam either.
What's not ba'olam?
I have a dekel for peiros. Peiros aren't here, so I don't have a dekel.
Oh, so then that can't be pshat dekel of peiros. So that can't work.
Why is it called ba'olam? So
I guess it's similar. Let's say two people go and we buy a cow. I'm in the milk business. All I'm interested in is the milk of the cow. You're interested in the let's say the meat of the cow, or you're interested in the vladis of the cow. So you can have two shuts and buy a cow. One person gets the milk and one person gets the vladis. Right? That would be a normal shutvis. So it sounds to me that dekel of peirisav is we're being shutfim in the dekel. You have the dekel only for the fruits, for whatever grows, and I have the dekel for everything else. I have the dekel, and I can even sell your dekel only for this year's peiris. In other words, you're going to be a shutfim in the dekel for this year's peiris. I own the dekel for next year's peiris, and future year's peiris, and for the wood of the dekel. That's the way you have to understand dekel of peirisav. It's sort of a shutfis. They're going to see why this matters. We're going to have to come back to it to talk to understand it. But I think that Pashup Shat, just simply Geret, that Dekel HaPeraisa means you own a piece of the Dekel. If you don't own a piece of the Dekel, it's very hard to understand the case of Dekel HaPeraisa.
So the Paris that you had on grow,
what?
Let's say the Paris that you did grow is still
so you still own the Dekel for any Paris that grow that year. Your Chelek of ownership is irrelevant. It's worthless. Because it's worthless, mainly you don't own anything. Yeah. You don't say yeah. That's worthless. If you so buy a dekel for any bananas that grow from it, so you
wouldn't...
No.
It's not
the kinyan is in a davar shabala ilam, and right now it's worth something. So you can do such a kinyan. Okay, I think that's the way we would understand Pash Pshat and dekel of Peirais. So again, before we go into the lumdis, you have to have the basics klar. By Eino the Makta Davar Shel Ba'olam, that's a machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say zero, you can never be Makta Davar Shel Ba'olam. Ramei says yes, on one condition. What's Ramei's condition? That has to be Avida Da'asi. It has to be something which will normally come. Okay, so dekel peiraisa. So peiris dekel, a normal case, darshal levayalam. Chum say never. Ramega says only if it's avida da'asi. Now, Taisus here comes with a chiddush. And Taisus kagayim, the middle of the Taisus. That's not the Taisus in the beginning, just I want to get to the V'yesh Leimer. Vim taima, hacha afilu avida da'asi. Even if you also have either Darcy, how can you be kind of Paris? We all know that Kesef is not kind of a Taltalim. So how could the Kesef be kind of a Eid? Michael Parf Vasimach, Miyama de Migneva, Valak Shashilim Kavai Migneva. If it's at the time he's paying, he's kind of it, it should say, the nigneva, v'avalei miyemen the nigneva, pirishik v'anigneva, shem and evgen. So v'yesh loyme, Taisus learns, shatnik amar as follows. Hamatshe savar, the b'shas mishicha hikna loy hapara, liknois hakefel k'sheyava. That the kinyan is b'shas the original mishicha. And he's being kited a para for the perish k'sheyava. Now, here, that's like deka l'peiraisav. He's giving you the para for the Peiris Sheyava. And Dekala Peirisav, the Chachamim Amayda. So Taisus has to explain, if our Gemara is talking that you makta the para for the Kefil which will come, that should be good like the Rabbanan. How come our Gemara says like the Rabbanan it doesn't work? So therefore Taisus is Mechadish. Afa Gabde Beperek Misha Meis Aminan Dekala Peiris Afilu Rabbanan Amayda Dekani. That by dekala pei raisav, even the rabbanon amaydi yekaina, haynu mishum davidu daasi, avil hachad lai avidu daasi, afilu remeya loikad. Let me tell you what Taisus is saying, and then how it plugs in. Taisus here is saying a chiddush. By dekala pei raisav, what's a din? If I'm akta dekala pei raisav, what's a halacha? What? There's no machlaikis. Everyone agrees, right? Dekala pei raisav. Everyone agrees that Dekel HaPeirisav works. So Taisus, 1 minute. That's only Avida Da'asi. This din that Dekel HaPeirisav works is only Avida Da'asi. If it's Loi Avida Da'asi, then Dekel HaPeirisav doesn't work. You follow what's going on here? If it's Avida Da'asi, it works. If it's Loi Avida Da'asi, then it doesn't work. Then Dekel HaPeirisav doesn't work. What's pshat? If it's loy avida da'asi dekela peraisav doesn't work. I can't be kind of shutfis in something that's a 1 in a million chance that it'll come. Yeah. Before I go vaita, you have to understand what Taisus is saying. You hear me? Taisus says that dekela peraisav only works avida da'asi. If it's not avida da'asi, it can't be kind of dekela peraisav. Why? So by dekel, it's avida da'asi. Dekel peraisav is automatic. But memela, if I want to do dekel peraisav in a case of loy avida da'asi, which is a para for the kefil, I want to be kind of chelik in the guf ha-para for the kefil, which I hope will come. Taisus is saying they can't do that. You can't do a dekel peraisav type of thing in a para where the para is not something that's avida da'asi. The par is not something that will normally come. So Taisus is saying that even though dekel, a pairs of a dekel normally come, every dekel grows dates, so it's normal. But if you want to do like dekel a peirisav, by a para for its kefil, and you want to say, I'm going to be kind of the guf ha-para for kefil which will come, zog Taisus, that doesn't work, even though you're trying to do it the same way that dekel a peirisav works. It can't work. Because it's loy avida da'asi.
What's wrong?
What's wrong with that is, why can't I can't buy something for the schus? If I understand dekel peirisav means, I'm buying a tree, you're buying a tree, you own the tree, and I'm buying a shutfis in the tree for peiris that cut. It's a shutfis. So then why can't I do it by something that's loy avida da'asi? I want to own a chelik, but I want to own the para for its kefil. Why? I'm a shutif in the para, just like Bedekel Peraisa. What? What does it? No, Taisa says you're doing it right away in the beginning of Meshicha Sapara. Yeshlema, Amach Shesava. B'shas Meshicha, Hiknoloi Hapara, Liknois Hakeifa, Lukashayava. Taisa is saying at the original Meshicha, when the Shomer took the animal, he's taking the animal and becoming kind of the animal for the Keifel which will eventually come. This has nothing to do with the Maskana Sasugi, which you're going to get to. But here, Taisa says, V'yashloim ha-hamak shesavar. You have to throw yourself into this, the way Taisa's learned to Gemara. Ha-hamak shesavar, the b'shas m'shicha, hikna le'apara, l'knes ha-kevel k'shiyavar. He's doing like Deka le'pei Raisav, by a para. And Taisa is saying, you can't do that. There's no such kenyan. You can't be a shutif in something, for something that's le'avida da'asi. Why not? If it's a regular bailus, why not? If Dekel Peraisav is a regular bailus, why can't I be a bailum in a Dekel for something? What? No, I'm only buying it for the Kefil. It's like two shutfim, I told you before, two shutfim buy a cow. One says, I get the milk, the other says, I get the blood. That's a good deal. So here he's saying, I get the Kefil, you get everything else. What? It's not a kash on Rameyer. Because Rameya is not talking about Dekel Peraisa. Rameya is talking about Stam Kinyan of Dabash Loi Bala Olam. What the Gemara there, Bava Basra?
Yeah.
The Gemara there doesn't say this, this Knech, Hainu Mishum David Dasi. That's the way Tysus is learning. The other Rishon disagrees. Without what? So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ramei only holds by Avida Dasi. He said, that I can understand. Because there, you're not getting a shutfus in the animal. You're only buying the thing which doesn't exist. Ramei is mechadish, you could buy things that don't exist. How can you buy things that don't exist? And Ramei says you could. So he's limiting it by Avida Dasi. But by Dekel of Peiraisa, where you're buying the Guf HaDekel for payments which are going to come, or you're buying, if you buy a lottery ticket, you own the lottery ticket. It's like Avida Dasi that you're going to win anything. No? You buy a lottery ticket. So the piece of cardboard itself is not worth a Shema Pruta. So you're buying it for the fact that you might win. No? You could buy things that in 99.99% it's totally worthless. But there's a chance. You're buying it. There's a chance that you'll win something. So you're buying it for that chance. So why can't I do that?
Someone's
going to
win.
Nobody really wins. Yeah, the 10 million people, one person wins. It's not... And Kefil, somebody pays Kefil. A lottery ticket is different because someone wins. And if I buy a pair of parafit for Kefil, maybe no one will pay the Kefil. All right, so let's not argue about the lottery ticket. I don't want to touch anybody's raw nerve. But the pay, why can't I be a shutif in something? If I'm willing to be a shutif in something for a far-fetched possibility, let me ask you, let's say the normal life of a para is 10 years. I have no idea how long paras live. Let's say a para normally lives 10 years. So I'm an investor. I'm going to invest that if the para lives the 11th year, I buy the rights to it. On the chance that I'll live 11th year, I can't buy it. It's Le'a Vida Dasi. I'm a shutif. Here, Taisus is saying also, I feel a Ramea. In both cases, Taisus says it. Right, it says Taisus Kasha, and Taisus says, Hasam Shchiach Tvei, Mahach. That's what I'm asking, I talk and understand Taisus. You're saying it's a Kasha on the Gemara. It's a Kasha on the Gemara by Eved. Yeah, so what's the pshat? So See, I could be mechalik by Evel Knas. It's possible to be mechalik. Chaim makes a chilik between Evel Knas and Kefil of a Paro. Can I ask the same question there in Achinami? How does it work there? Can I ask the same question? Huh? So therefore, it's not a shitfis in the behema. You mean? Could be a chilek, but that's not Taisa's chilek. Taisa is not mechalek because it's not going to go off. Taisa mechalek is a slave of Ida Dasi. If it would be a Ida Dasi, Taisa would be maida.
But here,
where
it's
in Paris, that's when Jidan, because it's not a Vidasi, that's where it's disagreeing, but it's still masculine that Agamara is Paris Dekal. Agamara, no. Taisus in the Vieh Shleimah says Agamara is Dekal Paris. The whole Vieh Shleimah of Taisus is the B'shas Mashiach Yichlei Apara Likles HaKeif. That's why Taisus says, I Dekal Paris. So Dekal Paris is Dekal. Taisus is learning that Agamara is para luknais kefil. Yeah, you have a kinyan the gufa para, right? That was Taisus kasha. Right? First, you should know the Rashba argues with Taisus. The Rashba in Gittin Membeis tackled by the case of Evet Shemach Rabbi Knas. The Rashba argues with Taisus. The Rashba holds that Dekala Peraisav works for anything. What's the mitzvah Avida Dasi alayv Avida Dasi? The Rashba shita is that Dekal HaPeraisav works for everything. Taisa's shita is that Dekal HaPeraisav does not work for something that's Le'avi D'Dasi. And that I'm asking why. What? So we'll talk about the Gemara point to Rashba. That it's a thing that's unique to Knossos, which we'll talk about.
But
Dekal comes from the tree. Kefil doesn't come from the behema. You see, what you're saying, we could clear if Kefil comes from the behema. But even if you're right, but it's not what Tosis is saying. Tosis is being mechalting Dekal Paraisav and behema le Kefil for a different reason. Tosis says it is similar. Just one is Avida Dasi and one is La Avida Dasi. So your chilek might be a true chilek. And if we have a chance, we're going to talk about this chiluk of kefil. But no, Avida Dasi is the same as the Gemara's Avida Dasi. It's usual for it to come. It has to have a shaychus to the thing you're buying. I can't buy an apple tree for the bananas I can offer a banana to from a banana bush. But if it has a shaychus to it, yeah. Even knas, which is going to be a chiddush, knas of an apple. So let's, in order to understand this Taisvis, we have to backtrack for a minute. We have to understand, we have to chazer, why ain't Adam makta davar shloi b'loilam? What's the problem? If we understand the problem, we could try to come back to understand Taisvis. But what's the problem with ain't Adam makta davar shloi b'loilam? Why can't I sell something? If I agree to sell it and you agree to buy it, what's the difference? Is b'loilam, not b'loilam? And I want to remind you, when we talked about this on Daf Tezvav and Beis, Davar Shaloi V'Lo'ilam doesn't have to be like Kefil or Peris of a tree. Something that exists and didn't come to my Rishus yet is also a Davar Shaloi V'Lo'ilam. Okay, just to understand what? Oh. So if I sell something that didn't come to me yet, so that's a Davar Shaloi V'Lo'ilam. Why can't you sell a Davar Shaloi V'Lo'ilam? So one mahalach we have is that it, which was the lashon I think of Taisus in the first parak, is that it's a chsar in smichas das. There's a chsar in smichas das. What does that mean? We have to accept that all kinyanim, every kinyan in the world is based on smichas das. Every kinyan, as you know, needs das, and in addition to every kinyan needing, it's not just that it needs that. Every kinyan works based on das. Right? If I give you a handkerchief, I could sell you a para. How am I selling you a para with a handkerchief? If that's a kinyan, so pshat is, it's understood, there's a smi yos samach das, that by me giving you the handkerchief, that you're selling me the para. There's an understanding between the parties That's what the, every kinyan is based on Sricha's status. By the Chachamim hold, Ein Oda Machta Dovish Aloy Bala Aylam. Why? Shitas Toisvis is that the reason Ein Oda Machta Dovish Aloy Bala Aylam is because it's a chsarin in Sricha's status. Because you're not Samech Das, who knows if it'll ever come? I'm telling you something, it doesn't exist yet. So it'll probably come, but mi yema. So the Chachamim hold that the problem with Ein Oda Machta Dovish Aloy Bala Aylam is Chsarin and Smichas Das. That's Taisa Shita.
The
Stam Dikr is the buyer, because the seller is getting his cash. He's very happy. If the payers do come, they don't come in at Tim. But the buyer, he's can't see what he's getting. He's hoping it comes. So it's not a full Smichas Das. I mean, he's willing to do the deal, but it's not a full Smichas Das, so it's not a kid. That's Taisa's Shita. What? Even though he gave the money, the Chiddush is that he's still hedging. He's still hedging. He's not sure it'll come. He's hoping it'll come. That amount of Das is inadequate. Understand? See, he's willing to take a chance. The amount of Das that he has doesn't cross the threshold of making a Kenyan. It doesn't make a Kenyan. It makes a business deal. It doesn't make a Kenyan. It's smichas das to make a deal, but it's not a kinyan. I'm making a deal with you. I can make a deal on something which is not a kinyan for loy to anybody. If I give you money for metaltalim, I gave you the money, but it's still not a kinyan. There are certain things people do that are not kinyanim. I'm asking you, every time you give cash for metaltalim, you're throwing the money in the ocean? No, you just trust him. It's not a Kenyan.
I know that's because I'm lacking.
It's not a Kenyan. Yeah.
So
you did a Kenyan on something. You did a Kenyan on something that you're not really sure is going to come. But you're willing to do it. You're willing to take a chance. It's worth it for you.
If there's a separate problem, I agree. But if the problem is all my speech is das, I think I do a deal by showing you have my conviction by giving you money.
That shows that you're willing to do the deal. It shows it's worth it for you even without a smichas das. It shows that you're willing to bet that it's going to come. It doesn't mean that your smichas das is going to come. That level of smichas das that exists, that was Taisa Shita. That's why Eino Demach and Davish Loi Balai. We had a second pshat. What was the second hesber? Why can't you do a Kina Davish Loi Balai Lam? Because no, not exactly sakasiv. Because it has to be chal on something. It has to be chal on something. A kinyan has to be chal on something. A kinyan is what we call a chalois. Something has to happen. I can't do a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. If I give you money for Paris Dekel, the Paris don't exist. So if the Paris don't exist, they have nothing on which to be chal. So there's nothing on which to be chal. So that's why. That's why and if you look back in your notes, we learned that was the Rashba Shita in the first parak. The Rashba Shita was that the reason that Eino Demakta Davish Shalai Balaylam is because there's nothing on which it could be chal. So even though you have a person who's Samech Das, it'll come, it still can't be chal like the Rashba. Because it has to be, a kinyan has to be chal on something. There's nothing on which for it to be chal. These were the two pshatim. We said it was in the Leib Yehuda, and the Shoyal to the Leib Yehuda argued in the same disagreement. Leib Yehuda and the Chazei Nish both said strongly, I think a pshat was, which way? There's nothing. Because there's nothing to be chal on. The Shoyal, I think, the Shoyal held as Sardis Michas Das. Rabbi Yehuda and Chazei Nish held the other way. So we had a few nafkaminas. Just quickly to review. Well, the first nafkamina we spoke about was the chiddush of the tour that if you makna davish loy b'loylam and you make a shvua, If I sell you a davar shelo balaylam, I sell you something that doesn't exist yet, the peiros of the dekel. I sell it to you, and I make a shvua that when the peiros come, I'm going to give them to you. So the Torah shita was that you could, with the shvua you could be makne davar shelo balaylam, even according to the chachamim. And the Rivash in the tshuva, he said that there's no such Torah and that it's not emes and it's davar shelo balaylam can't be. And the Rivash said it doesn't work. Bama pligi. So the way we understood, they're arguing what's the chsarin of Eino Demakne Davar Shelo Balaylam. If the chsarin is smichas das, so then if the person swears, so then you say mechdas. If he's willing to make a shvua that he's going to give it to you, so that's enough that gives you a smichas das. It pushes you over the threshold of smichas das with all your sveikis. It only solves one suffix. It still might not come la'ilam. But it pushes you over that you're willing to be samech das. If you say that the problem is that there's nothing on which it should be chal, so why doesn't Shmua change it? See, so he swears. What's helped us? There's still nothing on which the kinyan to be chal. There's nothing for it to be chal on. The kinyan can't be chal on nothing. So since the kinyan can't be chal, there's nothing for it to be chal on. It has to be everything together, or else the tzad shvua doesn't work. If the suffix is if it's going to come, then the shvua taker won't help you. In achinami, it's because there are certain cases of davar shelo balaylam where the suffix is will give it to you. The case of that the Torah was talking about was Esau's bechayre, if you remember. It's davar shelo balaylam. It wasn't so much a chsarin if it'll come, as a chsarin if when it comes, they'll still want to give it.
So
perhaps. And it doesn't seem that way from the Paiskin. I mean, we paskin that a shvua does not help. We paskin like the Rivash. The shvua doesn't help. Which means the ikar seems to be like the Rajba. That the chsarin is, like the Nabi Yehuda says, the chsarin is that it doesn't exist. But to explain the Torah, we explain that what does a shvua help? A shvua helps that you're more samech das, that maybe you're more samech das that it will come. You see this person is sure it will come. He's willing to make a shvua. The second nafkamina we had was kinyan stumta. In a place where there's a certain kinyan, kinyan stumta is always a kinyan that's a minik ha-seichrim. That seichrim in this area institute a certain kinyan that has a taikif and din. And Din recognizes kinyanim that a minig ha-seichrim, a handshake is a typical kinyan stumta. A handshake in many businesses is an agreement. So vayta, something that's minig ha-seichrim to do such a kinyan on davar shelo balaylam, is that a binding kinyan or not? So that machlokes also, we said, should be totally in this. I think the Marshal said, it was the Marshal that said, that it's good. A davar shelo balaylam and a kinyan stumta works. Why should a davar shelo balaylam work with a kinyan stumta? It only makes sense if it's chsar nesmichas das. So it makes sense if the seichrim in this medina, seimach das, is such a case, so then that it works. If this is something that's a normal, the seichrim sell this type of davar shelo balaylam regularly, business is done with it, so vayis tais, the seimach das. But if you hold the kinyan has to be chal on something, there's nothing on which it could be chal. And what's it going to be chal? Vaita problem. What? No, it's much more. No, here it's much better because here, if this is something that businessmen, it's a normal thing to do business with, kinyanim with, vice dice for this, people are samech das on this thing, in this place. We had a few other nafkaminas, but what we're going to do today is add, I think I mentioned them, four nafkaminas. These are the first two. We're going to add another nafkamina. Dekel lepeiraisov. When I sell you a shutfis in a dekel for its peiros, does that help? By avida da'asi, everyone holds it helps. If I sell you a chelik in the dekel for its peiros, and it's avida da'asi, everyone holds it helps. But it's loy avida da'asi, something that doesn't normally come. Does it help that I'm telling you, listen, you'll be a shutif in this dekel, or in our case, the para. You'll be a shutif in the para for its kefir. And it's loyav yididas. Does it help that I'm giving you a shutfis for something that's loyav yididas? Let's see. If the chsaron is smichas das, which is taisa shita, we understand. If it's loyav yididas, it's not going to help you. If it's loyav yididas, vayta yinat samech das, it's not ba'aylam. It'll probably never come ba'aylam. So we're saying you have a kinyan in the para for these things. So if it's Le'av Yidadasi, Tosis is saying that it won't help you. The fact that you have a kinyan in the Dekel or in the Para, if it's Le'av Yidadasi, it's not going to help you. It doesn't solve the Smichas Das problem unless it's an Avidadasi Dikathim. Masha'en came like the Rashba. The Rashba said the whole Chesaron, there's only one Chesaron in Davar Shelo Ba'alayla. And that's the Chesaron that there's nothing on which we're to be Chal. If that's the whole chesaron, that there's nothing on which to be chal, it's not a smichas das chesaron. Like we said, a shutif could I could chip in shutfis on something, whatever I want, even a one in a million chance. So when I go and I buy a chelik of deka lepeiraisa, a para for kefil, there's something on which it should be chal. The rephrasing of it, that is deka lepeiraisa, helps that there's something on which it should be chal. It's going to be chal on something. The Rashba's whole chesaron and davar shelo ba'alayla is there's nothing on which it could be chal. It's a very geschmack. In this case, where you're doing para le kefil or deka le peiris, even as loya vida darsi, the Rashba holds it's chal because there's something on which you're changing it. You're making it something on which it should be chal. So therefore, it helps even loya vida darsi. The Tosis and the Rashba fit well l'shita sayu. Depending on what you hold the chesaron of dekel peirasa is, each one fits well on the shitasa. Now the question that we have is understanding that gemara and gittin. So this machlokes fits in very geshmak. Now the gemara of eved shemachir rabbi leknas, the gemara has a safi. Could you buy a chelik in the eved for its knas? The gemara is not pashut to shaila. Can I buy a chelik in an eved for its knas? What's a shaila? What's a safik? Well, if the whole Indian is in a smichas das, it's easy. Are you samech das? Eved l'knas. Knas is not so avida dasi. Tais is more shkiach maybe than kefil, but it's not avida dasi. If you hold the chesaron is, there's nothing on which to be chal. What's the suffix? If I'm buying a chelik in the eved for its for the knas, what does it mean eved for knas? Right? This is shloshim shel eved. When do you pay shloshim shel eved? If what happens? Well, some people think it's if a person kills the eved. It's if a shor kills the eved. If a shor kills an eved, right? If a person kills the eved, you pay a kaifer, right? If a shor kills an eved, you pay shloshim. Shloshim shel eved. So shleishim shel eved. I buy the para for the shleishim shel eved. Hashkiach is it? It's very nice. Shkiach, it's going to come. So what's the suffix if it works? Like the Rashba, I'm buying a chelik in the eved for the knas. So to understand that, we're going to have to learn Reb Chaim's chakira and pshat the gemara. There's Reb Chaim in the Grach al Harambam. Perchav Gimel of Hilchas Mechira. What I'd like to do is not go through the whole Reb Chaim. You can go through the whole Reb Chaim, but the Iker, Reb Chaim's original Chakira, which is the second paragraph, that he has a Chakira in Pshat and Yana Gemara, two ways to learn. Reb Ruvein, the Chedusha Reb Ruvein Simin Yotes, has Reb Chaim's Chakira. He talks about by Dekel HaPeiraisav, by every Dekel HaPeiraisav, how Dekel HaPeiraisav works. So that I'd like to learn first thing Sunday. Then Reb Chaim on the second side plugs in our Gemara to the Sugya. So that's sort of a second thing in Reb Chaim, how he plugs in our Gemara. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll get to that as well. I hope to get on to Lama Dalet also.